सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
So with the grace of the Lord and the blessings of entire Guru Parampara, we are going to start Bhagavad Gita from the beginning. So Lord has said, Gita me hridayam partha. O Partha, O Arjun, Gita is my hridaya, Gita is my heart. As all you know that the heart is very important part of the body. Without heart, nothing will function. Similarly, in life, Gita is also very important. The other day we were telling in our concluding sessions that we have to have two types of knowledge. One is the secular, another is the spiritual. And the secular and spiritual knowledge are like two wings of a bird. If you develop only one, you cannot go fly high. If you have got the both wings, both secular and the spiritual, then you can soar high. Most of the people give more importance to the secular only. And the result is a lopsided development. And the spiritual side is neglected. So Bhagavad Gita is found in the Bhishma Parva of Mahabharata, chapter 25 to 42. 18 chapters are there in the Bhishma Parva where you find this Bhagavad Gita. Before we enter into the Bhagavad Gita, we must know the Prishthabhumi. Prishthabhumi means background. What led Kaurava and Pandava to reach Kurukshetra? Fight against each other. So unless you know that little bit of background, it will be difficult to grasp it. In Mahabharata, there are 100,000 verses. The whole story is into 100,000 verses, Ved Vyasji has said. Who is Ved Vyasji? He is a compiler, he is the incarnation of Vishnu. And Bhagavad Gita is mainly about, it's a song of Lord Krishna. So Ved Vyasji, who is incarnation of Vishnu, is writing about another incarnation of Vishnu, Krishna. So one avatar is describing about the another avatar. So there is no question of any doubt in it. There is no doubt in it. Whatever is said by Lord. It is said, whatever is there in Mahabharata, it is in the world. And whatever is not there in Mahabharata is not in this world. That means any type of knowledge you want to search, you'll find in Mahabharata. So author is Ved Vyas. And who penned it down? Ganesh. If you want to see the gupha of Ved Vyas and Ganesh ji, you have to go to Badri in Himalaya. After Badri Ashram, the further you go up, you will find Ved Vyas Gupha cave. And the kuba, this guha or the gupha or the cave, the walls you will find as if the books are piled one after another. Like the bricks, you find now one after another bricks. The first impression, the moment you see the gupha, all around you will find as if there's some lippi, handwritten patrams type of thing. It's all piled up like this. And about a little bit down is Ganesh Gupha, where it is said that he wrote the whole thing, Mahabharatam. But Ganesh ji put one condition to Ved Vyas ji, that your speech should be continuous. You cannot stop. Then Vyas ji said, it is a difficult thing. It's a difficult condition. He immediately said, okay. You will not write without understanding what I am saying. Ganesh ji said, okay. So whenever Vyas ji needed some time, he would give one googly. Googly means is in such a type one sloka that you have to wait and think before you write. This way it was done. So to understand this 100,000 verses description of Mahabharatam is very difficult. We are not going into detail. But I am going to tell you only the Prishthabhumi, the background, which led the Kaurava Pandava to Kurukshetra. So our area of discussion is only this much. So there was a king called Santanu of Hastinapur, and his wansh was Kuru wansh. One day he was walking on the banks of the river Ganges, Ganga Tat. He saw a beautiful lady. And as usual, what happens? He fell in love. Then how many dates they dated, I don't know. The beauty of this, I'm not going into detail of beauty of that lady also. End result was that Santanu proposed, she accepted. But she accepted on one condition. He said, my name is Ganga. I am ready to marry you. But condition is that you must never question any of my actions. If you do so, I will immediately leave you. You will not question any of my actions. The moment you ask me any question about my action, dekho us time mein bhi divorce tha. I will leave you. Condition. And Santanu accepted. The desire of the lust was so strong that he accepted that condition. And then after that marriage, they happily, they were staying in Hastinapur. First son was born. Ganga took that son and threw it Ganges. Newly born baby. She did it 7 times. And Santanu was thinking, and always remembering, the contract is like this. The moment I ask, she will leave me. When the 8th child was born and she was about to go to throw it in Ganges, at that time, he said, stop, O wicked woman, who are you? How dare you kill 7 of our earlier children? At that time, Ganga said, you have broken the contract. That was the contract that you will never ask me any question. Today you have asked me, I am leaving. One thing, this is guaranteed, I am leaving you. Divorce, khatam, chutti. Now I will tell you why I did this. Seven children plus this one, the eighth one, all are eight Vasus. They are devatas of Swarga, of heaven. And they stole Kamadhenu cow, wish-fulfilling cow of Vasishtha. All these devatas, they stole that cow. And they were cursed that you have to take a human form, you have to take a birth in human body. So those eight Vasus, they requested Ganga that, can you become our mother? But what you do, the moment we are born, you kill us. So that our human birth is over, we can go back to Swarga again, to heaven again. He said, okay. So accordingly, I did seven. But in the case of eighth, you have asked me, you have questioned me. But he was the ringleader, this one, the eighth one. Now he is going to live. But I am leaving you, and I am taking this son at appropriate time. I will come and I will give you back this son. After giving education, training and all that, I will do it. Now the question comes, Shantanu agreed to marry Ganga with a condition that you will never question, but Shantanu never thought over that before agreeing. He was overpowered with the lust. What was the effect of this? Many times we think, it's a story, what should we take away home? What is the take point? The point you can take home is this. The effect of that condition was he lost seven children and one wife. One condition. Succumbed to one condition of the one desire, lust, and face so much of consequence. Number one, think before you act. Think. Thinking part is the arena of intellect. That means buddhi should function. Do not succumb to desire or lust. When we say do not succumb to desire or lust, we mean that this desire does not include the need. Hunger and thirst, if the desire, if you are hungry, if you feel that I have to take some food or a glass of water, go ahead, take it. This desire and lust, when we say, we mean that we are thinking the objects, beings and the situation of the world will make me happy. That will never happen. Don't agree to the things without knowing all facts. Sometimes our children also do the same trick with us. Papa, papa, mama, mama. Promise me. And lovingly we say, yes, I promise. I want this, this, this. Without knowing what is their desire, we accept it. Okay, okay, okay. You ask whatever you want, I will give you. So Ganga Devi, after that, when she disclosed that I am Ganga Devi, I am not Ganga, I am Ganga Devi, she came back after many years and said, now Devbrat, his name is Devbrat, he is grown up, he is educated, trained, now he will be with you. And after leaving Devbrat, Ganga Devi went back. This Devbrat was crowned as crown prince, Yuvraj of Hastinapur. After that, one day Shantanu went toward Yamuna for hunting. And there he saw another beautiful lady. The first beautiful lady he got at Ganga Tat. Now it is Yamuna Tat, on the bank of Yamuna. That lady was a fisherwoman. Her name was Satyavati. And he felt that she is radiating fragrance, heavenly fragrance. He was attracted. I don't know at that time French perfumes were there or not. This is how it is written. Radiating heavenly fragrance. He proposed. Who proposed? Santanu. Divorcee. So Santanu from first wife had 8 children, 7 killed, 1 remained named Devrat. Remember. Second wife, Satyavati. Proposed. She said, I have to ask my father. Now children should learn this. In earlier class, somebody was telling me that you should tell this to Chinmay class.
All of them will leave.
She said, Satyavati said that I have to take permission from my father. So you go and propose to him. Santanu went to her father. Her father said, yes, I accept. Who will not accept? Santanu is a king. And this is a fisherwoman, poor man. But one condition. Again condition. Now this time the condition is from father, Satyavati's father. He said, yes, you can marry her, but my grandson will become king. My grandson. That means Satyavati's son will ultimately become king of Hastinapur. Now Santanu was not ready for that. He didn't agree. He already pronounced that Devrat is going to be the crown prince. He is Yuvraj. He came back. He was sad. And Devrat when saw, from the face itself, he could make out something is wrong with father. He asked father, what has happened? You went for hunting. Something wrong happened. Somebody disrespected you, or are you feeling sick? Ultimately, Santanu said, I met one beautiful lady. I proposed. And her father said, that's, yes, you can marry, but her son will become king. Devrat said, only this much? Yes. Devrat went to the father of Satyavati and said, I vow to be celibate all my life. And I renounce my right to kingdom. Since he was Yuvraj, now he said, I renounce my right to the kingdom, number one. Number two, I vow to be a celibate throughout life. The moment the devtas heard that, they immediately said, it is a terrible vow. You are Bhishma. Bhishma means terrible. So hereafter he was called Bhishma. Because of this vow. So what we should learn from here? When he came back and said, now everything is settled, I have taken a vow that I will be a brahmachari whole life, will never marry, and I will not claim the kingdom also, his father Santanu was very much pleased. and gave him a boon. What boon? Ichhamrityu. Ichhamrityu means when you want to die, you will die. If you don't want to die, death will not come to you. This Ichhamrityu boon is with you. Two, three things we should learn again. Don't succumb to your desires, number one. They are all at mental level. Number two, learn from your past mistakes. You are already married once. On the same desire, you slipped once. Now this is the second time. And third thing, serve your parents. You will get their blessings. Bhishma served his father, Santanu, got the blessing, Ichhamrityu. So this story looks like a story to enjoy. Juicy, juicy things are many, juicy things are there. But we have to take the intrinsic meaning of that. Now you can make a chart. Santanu, first wife Ganga, seven children thrown into Ganges, one child named Devprat became Bhishma, family tree closed there. Second wife. What was her name? Ah, thank you. You are attentive. Now, Satyavati got two children, okay? Chitrangad and Vichitravirya. Two sons. Chitrangad and Vichitravirya. Chitrangad died. Then after that, this Vichitravirya was made king. He was a child. So Bhishma became regent. The name Vichitravirya itself tells the health condition of that person. Virya means sperm. Vichitra means it is not normal. That means whether he will be able to have a son or a child or not is not known. Vichitravirya. But he was made king. Now slowly, slowly Vichitravirya became adult. He used to be get married. Who will give daughter to Vichitravirya? So at that time, Bhishma came to know that the Raja of Kasi has got three daughters and he is organizing Swayambar. You know what is Swayambar? In Swayambar, people are called, all prince and all Raja, this and all. They will come. They will tell about themselves. And the girls will go whomsoever they want. They will put Barmala on them and they will accept him as a husband. When Bhishma came to know, all the way from Hastinapur to Kasi, if you have got a little bit of idea, Hastinapur is Delhi, and Kasi is maybe 800 kilometers away. Came down, Bhishma came. And took away all the three girls. He had got three girls. Kasi Naresh has got three girls, Amba, Ambika, and Ambalika. He took away all the three. Lea ke bola chalo, ye Vichitra Veer se shaadi karo. Brought them all to Hastinapur and said, now you all three have to marry to this Vichitra Veer. He is the king. Ambika and Ambalika agreed, but Amba said, no, I can't. I love somebody else. I will not marry Vichitra Veer. So Bhishma thought, okay. Then I will send you back. You go back to Kasi and from there you get married to that person. Amba was sent back to Kasi. When she reached Kasi, she contacted her lover. He said, no way, I am now not going to marry you. Why? Because you have been forcibly taken to Hastinapur. Pata nahi ab kya hua nahi hua. Amba came back and charged Bhishma, because of you, this thing has happened. Now you marry me. Bhishma can't marry because he has given what? To remain celibate whole life. Then she cursed Bhishma and killed herself. So Amba story finished there. Ambika and Ambalika married to Shantanu. Vichitravirya. Because of the Vichitravirya's health condition, there was no heir, no children. Vichitravirya also died. Now two queens are there, Ambika and Ambalika. No heir. Now Satyavati was in problem. Bhishma cannot do anything. He cannot marry. Number one, he cannot become king also because he has given word that I will not claim kingdom. So Satyavati called his another son. Before marrying Shantanu, Satyavati had one son. And that son was from Rishi Parasar. Parasar was a jnani, a realized soul. One day so happened that he got this desire when he saw Satyavati, and there was a sort of fog, everything was covered, and then Parasara and Satyavati, they got united and a son was born, and that son was Ved Vyas. Sometimes it is desire of the Lord and it is come through such soul. Parasara after that went away. Ved Vyas is born. So Satyavati's first son is Ved Vyas. Other two sons were Chitrangad and Vichitravirya. Chitrangad gone, Vichitravirya also died. Only Ved Vyas remained. So now there was a custom there. That custom is called Niyog. According to that custom, on the death of a childless man, his brother could father children on his behalf. Abhi aisa nahi hai. It was there at that time. So Satyavati called Ved Vyas. So Ved Vyas was not a very handsome person or a very good looking person. He came for one purpose. He did that purpose and left the world. His purpose was to collect all the Vedas, codify it, and then leave. Ved Vyas was called, he came. And Satyavati said, there are two queens here. What were their names? Ambika and Ambalika. And Satyavati said to Ambika and Ambalika, this is my son Ved Vyas. Since your husband has died, now according to the pratha, now according to the custom of Niyog, you have to go to Ved Vyas. So first Ambika was sent. When Ambika was sent, when she saw Ved Vyas, she was frightened and closed eyes. And with their union came Dhritarashtra, who was blind. Since she closed her eyes, the son born was blind. So now the next turn was Ambalika. Ambalika was sent. When she saw Ved Vyas, she became pale. And the son born was Pandu. Pandu means very weak, pale, when you don't see, the face glowing. Auntie was saying that it is a jaundice. In the jaundice, you become a little bit yellowish pale. Very good. Then Satyavati was not satisfied with this. Two sons, one is blind, another is pale. So she again requested Ambika and Ambalika that now this time you go prepare, don't do this mistake. We want healthy child. But Ambika got frightened. Instead of going, she sent her maid servant to bathe Vyas. And she was not frightened. She knew that he is a Rishi Muni. So with their union came Vidur. Who was this Vidur? Vidur was in earlier life was a Yamraj. Yamraj. One Mandavya Rishi has cursed Yamraj. Why he cursed? Mandavya was sitting in his ashram, he was meditating. At that time, some of the thieves who have stolen something from the palace were running and being chased by the police. So they thought it is the best way to keep this wealth here and they ran away. The police came, entered the ashram, saw the wealth and the Rishi sitting there doing the meditation. They caught Rishi and brought to the king. We got this wealth. This person was sitting here. He is this. And he was convicted also. Then that king dreamt, in dream something came and he was said that you release this person, he is not thief. The next morning, Mandavya Rishi was released. He went to Yamraj and questioned him, how come you give me this punishment? I have never done anything wrong. Yamraj checked his accounts. Mandavya Rishi's account is clean. But this has happened. So he said in the childhood when you were young, at that time you did this thing, you have with a pin something you have done to some bird and all that. He said, the child, I was innocent. To an innocent person, you cannot give such penalty, such fruit of action cannot come. Mandavya cursed that Yamraj was born as Vidur. Story is good, na? Your life is already 35. So we have to stop here today. There are some more good stories. But you have to remember, unless you remember this, how this is coming, the family tree, then we will enter into Bhagavad Gita. So today I will tell you what are the classes going on here for your information. One is Bhagavatam every Tuesday from 10:30 to 11:30. In Bhagavatam there are 18,000 verses. There are 12 cantos. We are discussing canto number 3, chapter number 13, and we will be discussing the first incarnation of Lord Vishnu, Varaha Avatar. In the next class, it is coming. Then, alternative Thursday, we are doing the Bhagavad Gita in Hindi. In case this 10:30 to 11:30 does not suit you, on Tuesday's working day, and on Thursday evening after dinner, 8 to 9, where is that Liberty Bell? Vernon Hill. Somewhere in Vernon Hill, address is there, you can come there. We are doing chapter 4, we will starting chapter 4. We have completed chapter 1, 2, 3 there, but that is in Hindi. Friday morning from 10:30 to 11:30, Auntie Ji is doing Sadhan Panchakam or the Sadhana Panchakam. For the Devi group, ladies can come in that sadhana. This is a text by Adi Shankaracharya. Friday. Saturday morning, 9 to 9.45 and again at 12.45 to 1.30, you all can come and join Bhajagovindam class. Another text by Adi Shankaracharya by Dhiranji. So today was the introduction class. Dhiranji has done both the classes. From the next class, you can come and join. Then we have got the regular this Bhagavad Gita class in two sessions. And after that, Sunday morning, you can come for the meditation at 6:30. It's a guided meditation recorded by our Pujya Gurudev, Swami Chinmayanand. So meditation will start at 6:30 here in the shrine. And after that, 7:30 to 8:30 will be Vivek Chudamani. It's another text by Shankaracharya. We have covered about 188 verses. There are 581 verses in that book. You can join that also. Besides that, every morning we do Sorsopchar Puja of Radha Krishna. Except on Saturday. Saturday, some of the devotees, they come and do the puja. If you are interested in learning how to do the puja, 16-step puja, you can come. We have got a team. We will teach you how to do puja. Why puja is needed? Puja is needed to purify our mind. Why purification of mind needed? To get the knowledge. So if you are interested in puja, you can come, contact us. We will teach you how to do the Sorsopchar Puja. Purnamada Purnamidam
Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. So the Pujya Acharyaji just described the classes which are going on.
Yes, this one. You take this one.
As well as. Hari Om. So we have the classes going on during Saturday, Sunday, as well as during the weekdays. The one part that I'd like to emphasize is the study groups that we hold right here. And there are three different texts. Actually, there are four different texts which are available for each session, either Saturday morning session or Saturday afternoon session or Sunday morning session. So those who are new, coming for the first time, they stay in this room that we are going to cover the primary book, the primer book called Kindle Life. So you will be following that book. I'll be your coordinator. The students who are already in the Kindle Life class last year now can join Shubhiji, sitting right here for the next class, which is the Bhajagovindam text. So the texts are designed in a way that you start with the basic, you get some of the concepts well, you get those concepts right, then you go to the next level, which is Bhajagovindam. Those who were in Bhajagovindam class last year will now go to Jayanti's class for Tattva Bodha. So he'll be leading that class. And Sriramji, who is currently, I think, tied up, having a family situation that he has to attend. So Sriramji's place will be taken by Mahavirji. He'll be covering the text Drik Drishya Vivek. So the four study classes, depending on what you have done so far. So those who are like Vivekji, you were in Kindle Life, now you can move on with Shubhiji. Those who are completely new, I see a number of new faces here. Please stay in this room so that we can start the Kindle Life class. And those who are more advanced, I already said, Jayanji for Tattva Bodha class and Sri Ramji for Drigdarshi Vivek. The exact classroom location, Shubhiji, you were last year across the kitchen, so Bhaji Govindam will stay across the kitchen. That's the Jayanji Acharya room, the Vashwamitra room. The one downstairs? Okay, the one downstairs, you know. So, yeah. And then the Drigdarshi Vivek can go in the class here. So, okay. Hari Om.